Mishnah Hey. Oilas Sa'if, Ketzad Haisa Nases. How was the Oilas Sa'if processed? Allah Bakevesh. The Kohen would go up on the ramp, Upan Ala Sovev. He would turn onto the Sovev, meaning to the right. Balo Lekan Dremis Mizrachis. His first stop would be the southeastern corner. Hayamoylik Esresha Mimol Arpa. At that location, he would do Malika by severing the head from the back, as we discussed earlier. Umavdil. This time, though, he would entirely sever the body from the head. Although in the last Mishnah by Chatas Ha'of, he had to leave either the esophagus or the trachea intact, by Olas Ha'of, he did not need to leave it intact, and he should not leave it intact. Umematze es dama, and then the Kohen would squeeze out the blood, Alkir Hamizbeach, onto the wall of the Mizbeach, meaning he would take now the body of the bird and he would squeeze it so that the blood would run down on the wall of the Mizbeach. Not a lesser reish. Then the Kohen would take the head which was severed from that body, v'hikif beis milikasai le'mizbeach. He would then turn the open end, the severed part, the bottom of the head, where it's now severed from the body, he would turn that towards the Mizbeach, v'safkai b'melach. He would saturate it with salt. He would put a lot of salt on it, v'zarkai al-gabe ha'ishim, and then he would throw the head onto the fire. Then, balay leguf, he would then turn his attention to the body, v'heser es hamura, he would remove the crop of the bird. A crop is also known as a craw. It's a thin-walled, expanded form of the digestion tract, which is used to store food before it's digested in some birds and some of other animals. So the Kohen would cut that out from the front of the bird, v'es hanotza, and the feathers that were on the chestal area of the bird, opposite the crop, v'es b'nei ha-me'ayim hayotzim ima. And in addition, when he would separate it, some of the intestines would come along with it. He would take that all, v'hishlichon le'beis hadesha, and he would throw them down off of the Mizbeach to the southeastern corner between the corner of the Mizbeach and the ramp that led up to the Mizbeach was the Beis Hadeshen, the place where the ashes were put, and that would be where the Kohen would toss the crop with the feathers that were next to it and the intestines that come along with it. Shisa Veloy Hivdil. Then he would take the body of the bird and he would break it from top to bottom, but he would not separate the two halves. V'yim hivdil, but if he bent it so far back to tear it that they did separate, kusher, it would be kusher anyway. V'safkai b'melach, he would then saturate the body of the bird with salt. V'zarkai al gabe ha'isham, and he would throw it onto the fire. In the last Mishnah Dal, we discussed that the Chata Sa'of was eaten by the Kohanim. Here, by the Ola Sa'of, the entire thing went onto the fire. Mishnah above continues. Lehaser lois hamura. What if the Kohen did not take out the crop? Veloas hanotza, or the feathers that were on the area opposite the crop. Veloyas b'nei me'ayim hayotzim ima, or if he did not take out the intestines that may come along with it. Veloas afka b'melach, and he did not saturate it with salt. Kol sheshinaba, any change that is done. Me'acher shemitza es dam, as long as the Kohen did squeeze out the blood onto the wall of the Mizbeach, kesheira, the sacrifice will be valid. Hivdil bechatas. What if the Kohen separated entirely the head from the body by a chatas ha'of? Velo hivdil ba'ola, but he did not do it by the olas ha'of. Pasal, then the carbon would be pasal. Mitza dam harosh. If instead of squeezing onto the wall of the Mizbeach the blood from the body of the bird, instead, he squeezed the blood from the head of the bird. V'leimitza dam ha'gof, and he did not squeeze out, in addition, the blood of the body. Psula, it will be pasul. Mitza dam ha'gof, if he squeezed out the blood from the body, v'leimitza dam ha'rosh, but not the blood from the head. Kshera, it is kosher. And the Yachan points out that the primary blood of the bird is found in the body. That's where the riboy dam is, and therefore that is the blood which we're most concerned about having on the wall of the Mizbeach.